Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Time ago, we were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they're freewaying. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations, and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're going to play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they're feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They're feeling real independent, but they're just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them to leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, they'll start calling you scarecrow, thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game. Or worse yet, saying that you really don't know. That's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve.
Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Knight's Lyrical Forte, and welcome again for another great Tuesday here on Mike Knight's. And that opening piece right there was none other than Gil Scott Heron. I'm a great, great poet, spoken word artist there. And that piece was entitled Message to the Messenger. And man, I'm telling you, that piece was done in 1994. And we're in 2017, and that piece definitely hit on some things that are even going on there. But I want to talk about a little bit of those things, too, as well. But, you know, like one of the lines he said is, sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. And, man, when I think about, you know, some things that have happened recently when it comes to you know, we throw this thing out called fake news, and you know, it's been that stuff been going on for a long time. Not only that, but when we think about social media and the things that get shared on Facebook, before we even look at who the article is by, and make sure and check out the facts, and you know, as we have kind of coined this thing when it comes to lies, we've coined the name alternative facts, you know. But man, there was a lot of things that he hit on that piece. And if you didn't, if you're just tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. But make sure you get to listen to that piece by Gil Scott Heron entitled Message to the Messenger. Again, wrote in 1994, but so relevant to what's going on now. But again, man, welcome. The phone lines are open. We are everywhere today. We're on Facebook Live. We're on Periscope. We're on Blog Talk Radio. As a matter of fact, man, feel free if you're listening to me right now on Blog Talk Radio or social media, definitely feel free to chime in the discussion, also the comment area, as well as feel free to call in if you would like to talk about some things also. And definitely our hearts are out to all those who have been affected by Hurricane Harvey, especially in the Houston area. Definitely want to keep them prayed up. And not only that, if you are able to, definitely send a contribution to the American Red Cross as well. Be careful as well. That's why I mentioned the American Red Cross, because, you know, around this time when things like that have happened, a lot of people like to kind of take advantage of that and try to, what's the word I'm looking for? They try to, you know, try to scheme folks and try to get money that's supposed to be for a certain cause. They try to, you know, take advantage of that. So make sure you get, if you do that, donate your money, make sure that it's a reputable donation center, that sort of thing as well. But we're going to keep things going, man. We're going to open up the phone lines. As always, the number is 646-668-8072. Feel free to come through, chime in on the discussion, pop up and mention the discussion that you would like us to talk about. Make the mic nice by singing the song, or making the mic nice by spitting a poem, anything like that. And again, the phone lines are open. We're going to get things going, man, for our Black Facts for today on August the 29th. Today, the first completely Black-owned radio network in the world in 1979 was purchased by Sheridan Broadcasting Corp. And the name of that first Black-owned radio show is called Mutual Black Network. So, you know, I think it's so fitting that today I mentioned that, not only because it happened today in 1979, on this day in 1979, but when I think about how far we've come from, you know, having our own radio network, and, you know, a young Black man like me now being able to broadcast for people from, you know, broadcast to people all over the world while sitting at my, in my home. Like, you know, it's awesome to think about, you know, how far we've come, even though we have a long way to go as well. Also on this day in 1962, Mel Good becomes the first African-American television news commentator when he began broadcasting on ABC. Also on this day in 1958, musician Michael Jackson was born. Also in 1957, Congress passed the Civil Rights Act of 1957, and it was the first federal civil rights legislation since 1875. The bill established a Civil Rights Commission and a Civil Rights Division in the Justice Department. It also gave the Justice Department authority to seek injunctions against voting rights infractions. And those are your Black Facts for today, August the 29th. And I hope you definitely enjoyed those and learned some things as well. But again, as always, the phone lines are open. We're going to come right back to the phone lines right after this piece. But man, I definitely appreciate y'all chiming through. And hey, let everybody know. Tell your mama, sister, cousin, lover, all them folks. Let them know that we're here on Mike Nights, and we would definitely love to have them as well chime in. And I hope you have had a great day, y'all, man. And again, I look forward to the night show, as always, every show, man, because I definitely appreciate y'all coming through and chiming in with me. And shout out to my brother listening in. And yes, exploit. That's the word I was looking for. Definitely exploit. But we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nights. And hey, we'll be right back. Good to see y'all on the radio.
I'm scared what to tell my kids, y'all. We live in a system that's designed for us to fail, and I don't know what to tell them. I don't know what to tell them when they get older. They're going to face a system that tells them there is no you. There is only who I want you to be. From your latest cell phones to the style seen in your most recent videos to my implementation of what you call swag. If you can't brag about how many women you have or the $200 denim on your butt, you are worthless. Your purse is not hot if it is a fall edition and we are in the winter. And as long as your kids have Jordans on their feet, it is okay if they have to eat top ramen for a week for dinner. Your check is in the mail. You fail at becoming grown men, so you don't bother with your younger ones. Give them to me. I'll program them to Viacom. Have them growing up with a single mom and extensive rap sheets and ADD with no off switch, and download a defense that is nothing but false self-confidence shown through them being overly aggressive. Your misguided women want nothing but diamonds and Cindy, or dreams of finding a professional athlete to pay for their lives, because to them, being a wife is not a lifestyle, it is trendy. Trendy to have like a little black dog carried around in a bag, the deconstruction of your black woman and man are going according to plan. Flip the coin, and for those who have chose not to go down that road, make sure that any statement they make that may challenge their masculinity are followed by statements of insecurity. We can't have them thinking for themselves. Program dreams to be a mirage. Close enough to see, yet too far to reach. Their aesthetics too pathetic, a.k.a. camouflage. Allow them to blend in. Keyword, trend. Downtown corners full of rappers who refuse to give up even though their stuff sucks, but will allow them to say their piece. At the very least, it'll make them a quick buck. Any more success, initiate operation exploitation. Throw them a bit more cash. I am the system. Programmed to initiate commands. You Negroes, error, you people are programmed not to ask. Empty vessels who have sold their souls a long time ago, and you call me robotic. I am the system. Systematically set to just do. You are systematically set to just do and not think, and you call me robotic. Error, redundancy. Error, repeat. Error, redundancy. Error, repeat. Pardon me. I was scanning your culture's current popular music. You want a cop to pay for killing one of you, but carry a no-snitching policy in your own community, which allows you Negroes, error, you Negroes, error, you Negroes, error, you people to have absolutely no accountability. Irony, overload, reset. I am the system, systematically set to desensitize your senses, senseless activity surrounds your society, simultaneously making you love me while shaking in your boots. And for those who dare to overthrow me, allow me to remind thee, 'tis I who provides you with the land and seed you use to grow your little grass roots. I am the system.
I'm thankful. Young and full of rage, like two UFC fighters inside the octagon cage. The closest thing to me was Slade. I'm very thankful. At one point in my life, very painful. Young and unaware what the game would do. Destroy the joy of a growing boy. A brother's violent, immature death does alter your thinking. Can lead to a lot of bad things, like suicidal thinking, how you drinking, or a whole lot of bad thinking. Thinking which bring negativity into existence. Thanking God for his gift of repenting. Thanking God for his glory. My scars on my flesh, but I'm able to share my story. Thank you for your glory. So I have to share my story. Of a young boy who became a powerful soldier when he got older. In the ghetto. Dyed cotton and linen can determine your ending. In a terrorist city and economy. So doing famine is kill for a hobby. Many sacrifices used in murderous devices. I'd like to thank the Lord for his opportunity, for letting me be a positive force in my community. Since seeing a lot of destructive things and how I had a lot of bad dreams, waking up in a cold sweat like a Vietnam vet. So thank you for your blessings, thank you for your lessons, thank you for your knowledge and capabilities to be a leader in my family and my community. Thank you for renewing me, thanking the man up above for showing me love. Seen a lot of bad things being raised around thugs. always hostile reactions. So I gotta stay fasting. So these bad thoughts rose from my brother's casket. My son could've became a bastard due to my bad decisions, due to my sinful livings. Pow, pow. Due to my impoverished conditions from which I've risen. Well, all we know is to bust them guns. I have to thank you, Jesus, for shining my light on me. For giving me the power, for giving me the power to teach. Every day we speak peace. Nonviolence and community outreach. Our discussion learned a lot from Compton, where them guns always busting. Disrespectful nature, where many black men stay cussing and fighting over nothing. Blood and cousin. I have to thank you, Jesus, for saving my life, because many times I could have been left in pieces. Young and gone due to my colors and my Dickies and my Levi's and muddy hide their creases. So I'm saying thank you, Jesus. Man. I have to thank you for giving me a son and my blessing the day of my life and grieving. Thank you for every reason. Every breath I'm able to make is blessings for me to learn and mind other people's mistakes. I'm thankful for my life and every thousand reasons. So I'm asking you, Jesus. Thinking of all the times that I've been gunned down and down to pieces. So be thanking you, Jesus. I value my life. I'm a married man with two kids and a wife. Rest to be free and living all right. I'd like to thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, for letting me be a positive force in my community. I've seen a lot of destructive things. I had a lot of bad dreams, waking up in a cold sweat like a Vietnam vet. So he's asking you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your lessons. Thank you, Lord, for your knowledge and capability to be a leader in my family, in my community. Thank you for renewing me. Yeah. Rest in peace, bro. Rest in peace, man. DT Tone, rest in peace, man. Rest in peace, Leonte. You know what I'm saying? Lenny, rest in peace. So we repping, man. We're right here putting it down for all my homies, all my soldiers that done a lot of duty. We still here, man. Speaking the righteous words, bringing the righteous words from the curb. Reaching out, man. Increase the peace. Hub City's in the building, as always. GP on these beats, man. I'm just a poet, though. This is what I do every day. This is what I do. This is me. This is Jinx. Spoken word.
Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and that piece right there was by Jinx the Poet, entitled I'm Thankful. And the piece by that was by Prentice Powell. Make sure that you check both of these artists out. But also, man, as always, we want to keep you on the up and up of things that are going on. And I know most of my listeners right now are in my area, Gaston, Alabama, and I want you all to be aware of the Black Magic Soul Gala, which is presented by the Grace Heritage Community Development. And the Black Magic Soul Gala will be going on next Saturday, and that's Saturday, September the 9th at 6 p.m., 6 to 10 p.m. at the Gaston Museum of Art, located downtown on Broad Street. And this will be the first Black Soul Gala, and they will be presenting Gaston's Black Magic Showcase, featuring headline singers and poets, and as well as a comedian and dancer. So definitely make sure that y'all stay tuned for that. And if you would like more information or to purchase tickets, make sure that you call this number right here. Actually, there's two numbers, 256-441-2789 or 256-622-2224. Again, that's 256-441-2789 or 256-622-2224. And they will also be presenting the Keeping the Dream Alive Awards as well. And yours truly is definitely humbled to be with some other great people who are keeping the dream alive award in the category of arts and entertainment, man. And we're just going to have a great time, and the tickets are a $25 donation, and it's for definitely for a great cause. So make sure that you get your tickets for next weekend, September the 9th at 6 p.m. It's going down at the Gaston Museum of Arts, and hey, we'll be definitely glad to see you there. But we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. As always, the phone lines are open. Well, I won't say as always, because there may be some times where they're not open. But also make sure that if you are an artist, recording artist, if you have maybe a certain event that you're trying to plan, or you have planned and you're wanting to promote it, if you are a new leader for an organization that, you know, wants to be heard, that sort of thing, anything that we can do here on Mike Nice to help you get your message across, we definitely would love to do so. And make sure that you send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com. Also, add me on all social media, which is Lyrical Forte, one word, Lyrical Forte. And I came across this article today, and, you know, I can't think of the name of the documentary, but there's this documentary that talks about campus sexual assaults. And I came across this article today by the Los Angeles Times that talks about why it's harder for African-American women to report campus sexual assaults, even at mostly black schools. And this article here that I'm reading from is done by Lauren Rosenblatt, and she interviews, it's a Q&A style interview, and she's interviewing Chardonnay Mackins, who is a project manager for the advocacy organization In Rape on Campus in Chicago. And, you know, Chardonnay Mackins shows firsthand the pressures of African-American women, the African-American women, when it comes to reporting campus sexual assaults. She says that she was assaulted in two separate incidents, one at a once at a mostly white college, and another time at a historically black college. In reporting the assaults, Mackin says that she endured similar efforts, some subtle and some overt, to persuade her to back down rather than lodge a complaint against a fellow black student. Now a project manager for the advocacy organization In Rape on Campus, Mackins, she's 25, is working more than ever to bring attention to the role race can play in handling of campus sexual assault and the distinct difficulty black women can face. And she is also prepared to launch a Center for Margin, a program that will help school officials and students recognize how sexual assault can affect members of marginalized communities differently. The Los Angeles Times spoke with Mackins about her work, and some of her responses was as follows. They asked her, do black women have a harder time dealing with reporting sexual assault cases more than white women? And she said, yes, part of it is because where black women are compared to white women in terms of being accepted into college and assessing resources and stuff like that. Another thing is a narrative about sexual violence largely focuses on straight, non-transgender white women. So if you really don't fall into that category, she says that you really don't get much knowledge about sexual violence against your particular community. Another barrier is that most likely their perpetrators are color of men, especially black men, especially on college campuses and historically black colleges and universities. And there's sort of pressure, she says, from the black community. And, you know, it's just important to realize that, you know, things go on. This is definitely going on in all communities, no matter what color you are. And she says that it tells these black women to remain silent because of the education of their perpetrators, essentially more important than the the person that they perpetrated in their education, and that they can be another person who sends a black person to jail. Women are told that these are the few black men who are able to make it to college and are trying to report them is going to hinder their success. So when you stack all this on top of a great disconnection between the black community and law enforcement, that's enough for black survivors to not feel comfortable when reporting to their sexual assault. We're going to read a little bit more about this case throughout the period. I won't read it in one setting, but I'm also going to read this part. They asked her, where does the pressure to stay silent come from? And she says that comes from not only the overall black community, but also these individual campuses and students. And that tells you to not really speak about it, to keep it a secret. They'll say, it doesn't mean you have to necessarily tell the school or to tell the police or do one or the other, or maybe you're the one that misinterpreted what happened. And when it comes to sexual assault that is perpetrated against them by black men, that's a very hard case to prove. And other people might not know the black men essentially having to help and support the overall black community because of how black men are placed. They are the highest part of the social hierarchy within the black community. They already know that everything is going to be twisted and turned in their favor. And we're going to keep this going. Again, I just like to bring different topics and discussions and opinions from different people, you know, that sort of deal, just to get it out there to just educate people. Excuse me, you know, one of the things in that opening piece by Jill Scott Heron was, you know, he was basically saying, you know, you can't educate people without knowing your stuff as well. And so that's why I always try to pull from different articles and that sort of thing for you all to know about it. And, you know, October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well. And so we'll be, you know, speaking up and speaking out about that as well, because I think, you know, especially me being a young black man, it's important that I speak out and speak up about certain things, even if it is not a direct effect of me. I think it's very important that we speak up and we speak out about things that are not right. But again, we're going to keep things going here on Mike Knife. Make sure you call in. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. And we'll be right back.
As a boy, I shared a game with my father. Played it every morning till I was 3. He would knock on my door, and I'd pretend to be asleep till he got right next to the bed. Then I would get up and jump into his arms. Good morning, Papa. And my papa, he would tell me that he loved me. We shared a game, knock, knock. Until that day when the knock never came. And my mama takes me on a ride past cornfields on this never-ending highway till we reach a place of high, rusty gates. A confused little boy, I enter the building carried in my mama's arms. Knock, knock. We reach a room of windows and brown faces. Behind one of the windows sits my father. I jump out of my mama's arms and run joyously towards my papa's, only to be confronted by this window. I knock, knock, trying to break through the glass, trying to get to my father. I knock, knock as my mama pulls me away before my papa even says a word. And for years, he has never said a word. And so 25 years later, I write these words for the little boy in me who still awaits his papa's knock. Papa, come home, because I miss you. Miss you waking me up in the morning and telling me you love me. Papa, come home, because there's things I don't know, and I thought maybe you could teach me how to shave, how to dribble a ball, how to talk to a lady, how to walk like a man. Papa, come home, because I decided a while back I want to be just like you, but I'm forgetting who you are. And 25 years later, a little boy cries, and so I write these words and try to heal and try to father myself, and I dream up a father who says the words my father did not, dear son. I'm sorry I never came home. For every lesson I failed to teach, hear these words. Shave in one direction with strong, deliberate strokes to avoid irritation. Dribble the page with the brilliance of your ballpoint pen. Walk like a god, and your goddess will come to you. No longer will I be there to knock on your door, so you must learn to knock for yourself. Knock, knock. down doors of racism and poverty that I could not. Knock, knock on doors of opportunity for the lost brilliance of the black men who crowd these cells. Knock, knock with diligence for the sake of your children. Knock, knock for me, for as long as you are free, these prison gates cannot contain my spirit. The best of me still lives in you. Knock, knock with the knowledge that you are my son, but you are not my choices. Yes, we are our father's sons and daughters, but we are not their choices. For despite their absences, we are still here, still alive, still breathing, with the power to change this world, one little boy and girl at a time. Knock, knock, who's there? We are.
It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. The truth in a courtroom alive. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies, crooked lawyers, false indictments publicized, this entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas, high profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas, enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance, souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents, court reporter, catch the circus on the paper, file it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker, swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous, publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, for status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution, legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the client. Hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited judicial charm, and the defense isn't making any sense, faking the confidence of escaping the consequence, that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Enter the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used. Discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected, expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect, materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blindly to the blind, guilty never defined, filthy as swine, a generation pure in its own mind, legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim, both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor, skyscraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social positions, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander-in-chief, the standard is feet. Brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusting in the chariots, them leaning on horses. They run their intellectual sources, counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom. Confusion consumes them. Every word they speak is internalism. Them outwardly white, internally they act in the light. Them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane of the night. Under the curse, evil men waxing more worse, facts than the first. Angelic being cast to the earth, it's time for rebirth. Burning up the branch and the root, the empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit. Turn to me ill, let him who stole no longer steal. Oh Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep? Troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap. judgment has come, finding them return to the one, abandon the flesh, self-interest, Broadway to death, pride and greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified, renounce all your thoughts, repent and let your mind be retaught. You'll find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. I'm telling you all, it all falls down.
And that piece right there was by none other and again, that piece right there was by Lauryn Hill, none other than Lauryn Hill. Man, I'm telling you, her name escaped me there for a minute, but none other than Lauryn Hill, Mysteries of Iniquity. And in the beginning of the show, I talked about Hurricane Harvey. And if those of you would like to donate, then make sure that you call this number, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can send a text to Harvey. Excuse me, you can text Harvey to 29. Oh, let me scratch all that. Let me repeat this. If you would like to help those affected by Hurricane Ivan, there's three ways where you can give money. You can go to redcross.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or text Harvey, Harvey, to 90999. Again, that's redcross.org, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or text Harvey, Harvey, to 90999 to make a $10 donation. And, we definitely need to send prayers and keep them lifted up and help them out and things like that. And we're going to continue here on Mike Nice. We still have some time in the show if you would like to come through and make the mic nice. Last week, y'all know I don't want to say a rant, but I guess you would call it kind of a rant about things that are going on and how, you know, some people just don't really get it. People don't understand. And it was, a really awesome show. At the beginning of the show, I played a piece by none other than the Serum of Truth entitled 2015 America. I'm going to play that track again, and it was just so fitting for it, what I already had on my mind to talk about. Check out this piece by the Serum of Truth entitled 2015 America.
America, America, home of the brave. It's really a place where most people arrived or are treated as slaves. It's a place where there is uncommon reasons to why young black people not lay in their graves. It's a place where equality is limited, and if you need justice, you gotta protest, rally, scream, rant, and rave. America, sweet America, land that we supposed to love. The land isn't the issue, it's the treatment, lies, and offenses, you name it. There are many more to choose from than what's listed above. It's a place where two different race people get strange looks for sharing in a hug. It's a place where they throw a rock and hide their face. It's a place where the truth is constantly swept under the rug. America, America, in God we trust. Don't know if we are trusting in the same God or not, because the true ways of the God are frowned upon. All you the real God can hush. We call ourselves Christians mainly and say, in God we trust. In God we trust that an unarmed black person can't and won't get executed in the street or get beat to sleep or their house burned down, their job taken away. Only what they sow they shall reap. in God we trust. That the laws of the land would prevail and honor the victim and the criminal or unjust would be crushed. In God we trust. America, America, the beautiful. The laws in place only protect the wicked and crooks. The chances here are pitiful. Ugly, unjust, and corrupt, and we call it beautiful. All over the world revered as freedom land, really whose leg are you trying to pull? America, the beautiful. Christian based, in God we trust, but you have taken prayer out of school. Ignoring the creator when it suits you, but you still got to swear on that Bible in the courtroom. America, America. Land of the free, only really free at certain and specific times. The rest of it is spent in a cage, truly. They say we blacks got rights until we need to exercise them fully. Only really free to not be on radar and select on TV. People of black tones are no better than trash in the streets. As a black person, I can feel the heat that boils and bubbles when one of us does well, but America logs it in as defeat. Because in America, it doesn't matter if you're not a criminal or educated with a pile of degrees. The only thing that stands out is your skin color or pedigree. The lighter you are here in America, the more full circle the sanctuary would be. You are offered the world as long as you're not black like me. The world is yours for the taking as long as you play by their rules and accept their reality. In America, being the darker brother or sister seems to end up in tragedy. America. America, you can be the best of the best or the genius by far. Rank alongside them and raise the bar. All they can see is the gardener, the cook, the butler, the maid, and the black man who used to drive their car. In America, I find it's a place where they master the suppression of who you really are. It's a place where white dreams come true and the rest of us is just wishing on a star. To say I'm ashamed to be an American could start a war. To say I'm sad we're living in hell would definitely drop jaw. If America was a fourth of the things it prides itself on, we all would be happy and in awe. America is not for blacks, it's just money, hate, and crooked law. It's a tale of unfairness and a bunch of uneven straws. Ask one person of color about America's true thought and cause. No comments, I plead the fifth, no standing ovation and no applause. America is a place where the bully lives and you don't want to get caught fooling with the self-appointed boss. Any uppity ideas for us blacks is going to cost. Degrading images of ourselves by the masses, they want us to stay lost. And forever relying on the bone that America will toss. America, America, busted and badly broken. If you live here as a black, you already on the rise, so you don't need no token. Reading and watching us like house, so it would be best to not be a divergent or outspoken. Got to believe in your own self here, because no darkies are really chosen. The ones in place are paid puppets, but in black America, we just dozing. Trying to fit in so we can get in. The hate is spreading and the clone juice is uploading. I'm stuck in black America and it stinks to high hell, so it's time for a closing. America needs to step up because the homeland is looking mighty good right now. If things don't change, I could be strolling. What about you?
Heat. Heat there, man. 2015 America by the Serum of Truth. We're going to keep things going here on My Nights. Make sure you also support her. Check her out on Facebook as well as get her the Black Codes album as well. Again, we're going to keep things going. We have a call on the line with the last four digits of 8217. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Lyrical Forte? This is the man himself, the poetic forerunner, Jamie Wimbore.
What's going on, man?
I'm blessed and highly favored, man. It's an honor always be on your show once again, and just heard that dope, very dope piece by the Serum of Truth, man. It's very inspiring, as always. They have tried one of her very wonderful pieces, man. It's always an honor to be on the to know her as a friend and support friend also, man. But, I mean, of course, joining the show thus far, man, and I just want to drop in with a little small piece. Before I start, though, there's a young lady by the name of Marquita Irvin here in Gadsden, Alabama, who does credit repair, and she's a very awesome person, man. You can look up on Facebook on Marquita, DDJ or Marquita Irvin, She does great credit repair at great rates, man. So she's a local repair station here in Gaston, man.
Okay, cool deal. Say her name one more time.
Marquita Urban. You look on the Marquita, MarquitaDDJ. There's a website, and the number is 613-4713.
Hey, man, it's an honor to have you on the show as well, man. Definitely appreciate it each and every time you can come through.
Yeah, this piece called Southern Hospitality, man. Sticking with all the issues, you know, we've done here in society, man, throughout the black community, man. And there's a lot of issues that's already need to be addressed to me on any chance that I'm able to speak to somebody young in the street, man, or even in church, where, gosh, I'd be an influence, man, and trying to be inspiring. But yeah, I wrote this piece about a year ago, man, because a lot of stuff going on about the government, man, of course, with the of a black man getting killed, of course, but trying to enlighten people also about a little black history real quick for you, man. But I'm going to try this quick piece for you, sir.
Okay.
Here's some seven hospitality that may help someone snap back into reality. Whenever I pick up a piece of pen in the paper, there's no telling what I'm about to release within. Like it or not, some people think that, you know, they have hot tempers. I always attempt to keep my cool, man, but I never throw shade. And every 2 weeks, I go to a barbershop to get a nice, clean cut fade. I can notice when someone is acting strange because their whole attitude will change. I was born and raised in the South. If I got out of hand with either my grandmother or my mom, I would be looking to be slapped right in the mouth. If I hear the nurse that give any back talk, I might not be able to walk. Is a black man open for hunting season? Because there's been a lot of us being murdered in cold blood for no justified reason. It's a proven statistical analysis. You need to read this carefully, so you may need your reading glasses. African Americans are not the minority. We would know this if we were taught this in high school classes. Open your minds and read the black history books. The truth is written right there. If we stop playing blind and just be wise enough to look. This piece was entitled Southern Hospitality.
Man, I love it, man. I love it.
I appreciate it, man.
You know, you said something there when you mentioned that we aren't the majority. I mean, we aren't the minority.
A lot of people think we are, man, because for so long I was reading a guy, man, by the name of the Pharaoh, who was on YouTube, man. He's enlightening people about how we, if we just stay in our hearts, man, we've been programmed for so long to put in our minds this is what's right and wrong. But there's so many black history people, man, who, from writers to politicians to, you name it, man, musicians to artists or poets, man, who helped make and shape the United States, man. And people have been so putting their mind for so long about us being a minority, which is not a true statement. We got a lot of these young kids and younger generations to know that we're not a minority, that we help so many talented people throughout this society, man. It's ridiculous, man, especially here in the hometown of Gaston, Alabama, man, Alabama, period, that all the stuff that African-Americans created that were not taught in African-American classes in high schools anywhere in Alabama that I know of so far. And, you know, it's sadly but true, what all we learned, you know, were about Dr. King or Malcolm X. They're all very credible people, of course, man, who, you know, but there's so many dozens more people who were part of that civil rights movement who's not been accredited to this day. But we got to be able to talk to the right source and get on Facebook, really go to the library and get some books, man, and start reading about our history, bro.
Most definitely, man. I don't think I could have said any better. We definitely do. And that's why, you know, here on Mike Nights, we try to make sure every week that we talk about black facts. What's going on, you know, because the thing is we should have a motto of black history 365 days a year, not
you
just when it comes to February, you know, where we traditionally celebrate Black History Month. It's important that we, you know, we dig deep in our history each and every day.
I totally agree with you, man.
What's up, man? And again, appreciate what you're doing. Definitely, I always let us know if we can help you in anything, and let us know, you know, the things that you're doing so we can support you.
And vice versa, I'm definitely looking forward to the Black Magic Soul Gala we got coming up September 9th that the Grace Heritage Committee has got together. Miss Shari Bostic, Miss Elizabeth Croft, man, and other talented artists, man, who will be involved in this, man. And the first ever Keeping the Dream Alive Award is something definitely we definitely need to start doing once a year, man, to give a lot of credit, you know what I'm saying, to a lot of unknown people throughout the community, man, African Americans throughout the community and such, man. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, to be a part of that this year, to be even a part around a lot of great talented artists and such, man.
Most definitely, man, definitely, definitely, and I'll be there as well. And you know, it's just a great cause, a great event that's planned, and looking forward to seeing you there, man.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. And that right there was Jamie Winborn, aka the Poetic Flow Rider, with his piece. And you know, he said something that was very, very profound and important, because we're not educated on this. We don't talk about how we actually are the global majority when it comes to who we are and, you know, the things that we do. We put, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I have to kind of fact check myself, and I hope you fact check myself as well, but we put trillions of dollars in the economy, you know, that we don't think about how important our spending is when it comes to certain things, and how, you know, we can definitely make an impact on where we spend our money and what we put our resources in and things like that. And check it out. Make sure you check it out, The Global Majority. There's this website as well that you can go to, theglobalmajority.com. And this website is headed by a very, very smart lady. I listen to her all the time, Karen Hunter. She's doing some great things on her platform. She also has an app called The Hub. But make sure you check out The Global Majority, and you can check it out online. And it talks about, you know, just unifying, and, you know, unity is their mission, and excellence in everything that they produce and what we produce and things like that. It's a great website. We can also purchase different merchandise as well. Every month, I believe they have a different shirt that goes out. And this the shirts that go out of this called the Legacy Series. So every there's a different person that they reference and they talk about, and they have these pictures of these different individuals, and the pictures are not pictures that you can Google or anything like that. They have actual, like, never before seen or rare pictures that of these different people that are making an impact and things like that. So definitely make sure you check them out, and I appreciate him speaking about that. And, you know, that's what poetry can do. That's what we as spoken word artists do. We educate, we uplift, and that sort of deal. And it's just a blessing to have people like that here on Mighty Nights. You know, I remember when I first started doing poetry, and, you know, where I'm at now, and it's just because of, you know, just kind of being around different individuals and educating myself and learning from one another, and, you know, it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. But we're going to keep things here going on, Mike Nice. I'm going to play this track by Jackie Hill Perry entitled Seven Things I Want to Say to America. Check it out.
Seven things I want to say to America. One, I am convinced that you have completely lost your mind and left it hiding somewhere sane. Between Donald Trump for president and Donald Trump for president, I don't know what's wrong with you. We can't be too many votes away from seeing you implode, watching you become the nothing you build speeches on, too. Last week, me and my husband dined at a Las Vegas buffet. The walls were lined with crab legs, bacon, shrimp and grits, waffles, fried chicken on top of waffles, and a plethora of carbohydrate and high glycemic crack for us hungry black people. I filled my plate to the brim, ate without shame, to let the waitress take my plate still heavy and half eaten. I looked around and saw everyone sleeping, living the American dream, eating for experience and not necessity. I couldn't help but to travel in thought. See the meat and think of the juxtaposition beneath the glow where the underbelly of the equator is full of starving babies. Stomachs as loud as the greed we drink, the money we blow, the exact reasons we don't give to bodies dying for our leftovers. America, just thought you should know that isn't your stomach growling. It's simply the citizens of your country praying for even more prosperity three. There are few things I fear. Few things that beg my heart to hide and whisper rescue like the persons you employ to protect me from monsters. Yet I am instead terrified not of the badge, but of the man it keeps. I never know if the blood and bruise lights behind are a message sent, a bottled scream, if they are a warning to remain silent, because in this moment there are no rights. The proclamation of justice only makes them mad, only makes them shoot. You only hear me drop. Concrete fills the breath, regret its speech, the body still as night, the mouth left frozen with help lost in its throat, and I'm left to ask myself, must I become a hashtag for you to even care for? I'm still trying to understand why Sally Mae still has my number. Can you tell her to leave me alone? That she is worrisome, that she is irking me. Then can you explain to me why your jobs treat us invisible without higher education? The higher education burdens our backs with tuitions made of whips. How do you expect us to succeed when college costs more than the sky you tell us to reach 4 or 5? America, please tell me, what is a woman? Is she all body and breast, hips and heels? Or is she more land left to Columbus? You make it seem like it's easy to become the missing bone in a man's side. Please tell me, isn't woman more complex than that? A scattered dream worth waking for. A forgotten diamond with a memorable pulse. A puzzle you can't solve when your eyes are two ghosts dressed in a halo made of dust. Stop lying. Tell them a doctor cannot make them ease. Tell them second Adam can make them whole. That gender comes from a sovereign place where the triune doesn't look for advice from humans on how to be God. Six. No offense to my Caucasian cousins, but oh, America. Why must I go to white neighborhoods just to find a Whole Foods and Trader Joe's? Can we put a praise right there? Perhaps you have not known of brown lives who actually want to live long, who just don't feed on Popeyes and liquor for lunch. Daily bread sometimes be necessary for some of us who like baked and fresh for supper. It's sad to see how heart disease and diabetes are killing us quicker than bullets beneath black corners have become more than crack corners. The color we should fear most ain't just the baking soda money made rock, but the cotton like sugar making us premature obituaries. We still slaves to that white, and I wonder if America likes it better that way. Seven. America, have you ever read your own biography? From beginning to end, from where the arrows weren't strong enough to dance rain back into sky, or colonies back from whence they came, or the section in which shackles and nooses carried somebody's baby somewhere lonely, where Martin exposed the Hiroshima's hiding under white sheets, dressed in blue suits, beating with black hearts, Roro versus Wading Waters found Vietnam a new home in the womb, a feministic Hitler to be named murderer of a mother. Or what about the chapter that drowned the bodies and beauty of a city and left their people to fend for themselves? Native refugees to be killed softly before Mardi Gras had the time to break. Or the chapter where cell phones are the only witnesses that can tell the truth and yet still be disregarded. Did you look ahead? Did you salute your flag? Did you see your shivering stars and how ready they are to unhinge themselves from the box you penciled in? Watch the sun let them fall. Them red and white bars ain't liberty, nor land of the free, but home to the brave enough to say that they pledge allegiance somewhere else. Until then, I'm praying for you. God bless you, America.
And there were seven things I want to say to America by Jackie Hill Perry. And y'all, man, I appreciate each and every one of you for coming through, all those who blazed the mic, who just came through to listen to the show. And as I always, man, we definitely want to see you each and every Tuesday here on Mic Night, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, if you're an up-and-coming artist, recording artist, you have a platform that you would like to be heard, things like that, then make sure you send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com. And as always, I want to leave you with something. Unless you try to do something beyond what you've already mastered, you will never learn. Thank y'all, and we'll see you on the radio.
For a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth.